Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy,
Madam the Beaner.
I'm at For the Villain. Adam, how you doing today, homie?
It's a beautiful day, 76 degrees.
It was a nice day, right?
All day outside and I still got fucking kids complaining.
What were they complaining about?
My
running.
My fucking feet hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Someone stepped on me.
I used to hate running when I was a kid, though.
I still hate running,
and like, I go for runs now, still.
But it's weird, though. Like, am I working these fuckers too bad, too hard? Like, when I'm making them run, and they can always walk. Mm-hmm. So, today is our workout day,
Okay. And
I made a game where The Walking Dead. So, what happened was, on the field, I put colored... Each side has a different color cone.
Okay.
And I'll say purple, and then they fucking run the purple, green, they run the green. And then after a while, they start getting tired. Like, okay, if you're tired, go ahead and walk.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to walk like a zombie.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So they're walking like zombies. Yeah, and the other kids, the athletic ones,
are just running in circles around them.
Running in circles, right? So then I said, okay, if you get tagged, you become a zombie. Zombies can't break through the cones.
Ah.
And then it just, they started like... herding up, like the zombies got more and more kids,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they hear which cone to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So they start, you know, walking over there too. So it was a pretty fun game, but there's a lot of running for the...
Check you out. So, for the athletic kids?
For my good kids.
That's an interesting fucking game, dude.
Yeah, it was really good. They trying to get their minds off of...
It had just running exercise.
Running laps, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool, dude. Playing. Good job to you for that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Surprise the fuck out of me, dude. Cool. All right. So,
it was fun.
We're Tuesday now. The 20th. I saw you fucking Sunday. We got to chill.
Sunday was good. Games.
Football?
I was a little angry with no all you can eat chicken wings.
That was kind of fucked up. Well, she said, well, people would stay here for 5 hours and just eat nothing but chicken
wings. That would have been me.
That was us, actually.
Fuck.
Hmm. Let me see, I had off yesterday, which is awesome. And I didn't do anything exciting.
Chill.
Got taken out to lunch yesterday with some friends.
Where'd you go?
Some sushi joint or Japanese restaurant by Comic Students and Toys off of Newport, where the 99 cent store is literally like across the street.
Oh, okay.
It's called literally Okidoki, I think. But it was pretty good. I had some sushi and some...
fucking love sushi.
Teriyaki salmon, which I love salmon. So
I can only go to the all-you-can-eat sushi places, though.
Where's a good all-you-can-eat,
dude? Right by your old place.
Really?
In Tustin.
Huh.
Oh, there's a bar, all-you-can-eat barbecue.
Yeah.
And then right next door is Monster Sushi.
Mm.
And these guys...
Get down.
Fucking good. They have their own little twist. They have like an Iron Man sushi.
Okay.
They have a Frankenstein. They have different names. Super Mario Brothers, Three Musketeers.
No shit. Cool.
Fucking delicious, bro.
How much is it?
Lunch is 20 all you can eat and dinner's 25.
That's not bad at all, dude.
All you can eat, bro.
Sushi gets fucking pricey.
Beat the spicy beef.
Spicy beef.
So they have the sushi and then they have a little thin piece of meat on top.
Okay.
Oh cool. My god.
We gotta check that out my next day off, hopefully.
Yeah,
on the weekend.
Fuck yeah.
Cool, man. Anything exciting? I know it's still early in the week. I just saw you a few days ago.
Yesterday, remember the little fat dog?
Yeah, what'd you do?
We had to put her down, dude.
Mm. The one that tried to, or bit Jacob?
No, that's the three-legged one.
This
is the obese one, the fucking...
The fatter one that doesn't move?
Yeah, the high cholesterol.
So, just, you put it...
No, they took it to the... they took it to the vet.
It's my dog, I'll do it.
Yeah, he was shitting everywhere.
Oh, poor dog, dude, okay.
Whimpering, all the shivering. I think she had a stroke.
Poor dog, dude, wow.
And they brought the dog in. My girl was a mess.
Yeah, I'm sure, dude.
And
I love animals too. So
it was fucked up, dude. But you know, she was 14 years old and like 300 pounds overweight.
For a dog
in dog years and dog weight.
Well, and we're laughing. I'm sorry to hear that, dude. Cool, man. Trying to think. We can hit football real quick.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right, cool, man.
Hopefully, I'm up ahead.
Off of last week's picks, you have 8 wins.
I always get eight.
I know.
You got 9?
I got 11.
Fuck.
So the totals are 26 to 30 right now. I got 30, and if you want to win this, you have to probably go opposite on a lot of games from here on out to get some yardage on me.
I'm gonna have to go decent picks though. Mm. So no more.
Of course, no half-ass fucking picks, dude. Yeah. And if you got to go for a Miami, you got to go for a Miami, dude.
Who are you playing?
I will let you know right now, actually, dude. Let's hit it. Thursday night football is gonna be. Oh fuck me. Thursday night football is going to be.
Thursday
week
night.
7, Seahawks at Niners.
Oh my god, the shit of the shit.
It's bad, dude.
The fucking, the worst of the worst.
Yeah, they're really bad. I'm gonna go Seattle, just because it's Seattle, dude, and I don't trust the Frisco, honestly, dude.
I have to go Seattle. I have their defense. All right, they're still giving me points.
They are, and Russell Wilson, I don't know, dude, they're putting up numbers, but they're getting their asses kicked, dude.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, so next one's gonna be, okay, Sunday football is gonna be Bills at Jaguars. I'll let you start it up.
Bills. I have to start winning now.
We'll sweep that one. Browns at Rams. We're probably going to sweep a lot of these,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Browns.
Ooh, I Rams? Would go Rams, dude, yeah.
And they Rams have been, like, under the radar. I haven't heard shit about Rams. Have.
Their defense has been up and down, but fucking a lot of teams. Week 7, dude, coming up, and a lot of teams have been, what the fuck? Steelers fucking played good ball, dude against an undefeated team.
That was awesome, dude. That was a good game.
Vic fucking, and we saw that one, thank goodness for you, and thanks for hanging out with me, dude, but Vic started, he was like 6-9 for 6 yards, and then once he got hurt, we put in our third string fucking.
You really think he was got hurt?
He's a pussy. He's injured.
Or they say, you know what, just don't even go in.
Pretty much probably both, dude. Probably both. It's like concussion protocol, but I just sprained my ankle. No concussion protocol.
My helmet's on.
It was time for him to get him out anyways, dude. Next one, Vikings at Lions. Should be interesting, but I'll let you start it.
Fuck. Lions had that huge game last Sunday.
And it was a good fucking game, too, dude.
I'm going to go Lions. Oh, fuck. Megatron usually pops up 7th, 8th week.
Yeah, he does. That's true. I'm going to go AP still. Adrian Peterson and Vikings.
Okay.
Next one, Texans at Dolphins.
Dolphins.
We'll sweep that one, dude. Next one, Saints at Colts.
Damn. Saints.
I'll back you up on that.
Drew Brees is getting better.
I was going to say I'll go opposite of what you toss out, but yeah, I do like Brees. Once he's on it, he's on it, dude.
And fuck you, Colts.
Okay.
Fuck you, motherfuckers.
We'll talk about that, because we're going to lead into a bunch of things right now, dude. Next one's going to be Steelers at Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow, Steelers, bro.
Yeah, we'll sweep
Kansas
that one, dude.
Is sucking dick right now.
Yeah, and normally I would have been weary about going into Kansas City Stadium, because Arrowhead, it's loud as fuck. And
Charles is dead, right?
And he's dead. And Alex Smith is not doing jack shit, dude. And Steelers are fucking surviving these fucking
games. And
you
got Roethlisberger.
No, he's out one more.
One more game?
We're going to put Landry out one more time. But I'd rather have him 100% anyways, dude. Next one's going to be Jets at Patriots. I'm going to go Jets and an
upset.
This will
be a good game, too.
I think so, dude. On paper, yeah, dude.
Yeah, I think Jets are like, what, 4?
They're 4-2, right?
4-2, right?
I don't think they've had their bye yet.
Yeah, Patriots.
Okay, cool. We'll switch that one up. I will go opposite. Buccaneers at Redskins.
Bucks.
Oh, yeah, we'll sweep that, dude. I'm like, wait a second, that's ugly. All right, next one's going to be Falcons at Titans. You hate fucking Matty Ice. I like Matty Rice. I'm going to go Falcons, dude.
What was the other team?
Titans.
Oh, Jesus.
Are we going to sweep that?
Yeah, god damn it. We'll sweep it. I wonder if I should start Matt Ryan against Titans.
You should. You really
Rivers
should.
Is killing it, though.
He scored 500, what, 500
thousand,
yards?
And they still lost.
And they still lost, dude.
But I'm gonna go Falcons for sure.
Okay, cool. Next one, you should probably even start Rivers this one, dude. Raiders at Chargers.
Oh, Rivers up.
We'll sweep that
one. And they'll still fucking lose.
Probably. Next one's gonna be interesting, dude. This division's really close now, although Philadelphia owns it now. Cowboys at the Giants.
Oh, Giants suck dick, but they beat them. They already beat Cowboys.
Yeah, they did.
I'm gonna go Giants. Romo's still out.
Okay, I will back you up on that, actually, dude. And they're gonna put in not Kirk Cousins, fucking the third quarterback, Matt Castle now.
Matt Castle isn't bad.
He's not bad, dude, but I think Dez Bryant should be coming back soon, right? If it's not this week, it's next week.
Probably next week.
Oh, I should have probably gone. Okay, next one's gonna be interesting, dude. Eagles at Panthers.
Oh,
I'm gonna go Panthers, dude.
Yeah,
you're gonna sweep.
Yeah, Cam's. I have Cam.
Cam's playing good.
He's not playing selfish ball, so it's good.
At all. He is using his tight end. He doesn't have anybody on the fucking team, but he is using everyone.
Yeah.
So good job to him, dude. And Monday Night Football is gonna be Ravens at Cardinals. think we're going to sweep this one.
Cardinals.
Yeah, we'll sweep that.
Ravens. We talked about this. It used to be a powerhouse.
Yeah, and they're suspect, if that, at best now, dude. Okay, you brought up Monday Night Football, or actually Sunday Night Football game.
Yeah.
So, okay, several things. Do you want to start it up? Go for
I think Colts owe Brady and Pollard. I think every player...
Colts owe him an apology?
Should stand in a line and say, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Okay.
Because they still fucked you up, even without deflated balls.
Okay, tell me...
I'm doing the fingers.
Quote-unquote, tell me you were not shitting that fucking game.
Yes, I was.
Okay. They started off gunning the Colts. Like, they were looking...
Fucking outside good. Kick?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Okay. The trick play, though, was stupid as fuck.
He wasn't supposed to snap it. That was hilarious.
I know. That was terrible. I saw that. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
So this we just tackled him. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You just tackled him.
And then, oh my God, your defensive lineman look at him like, are these guys really going to fucking do this shit? There's the snapper and the center, two guys.
And everyone's on the other side of the field. Even Belichick's like, had fuck his hands up. Yeah, like, what the fuck was that?
Like, is this fucking Adam's fucking football team?
My volleyball team?
Okay, the only good thing about that game, and granted, it again, Colts were putting up a fight. Halftime, we saw a Star Wars trailer.
Oh, yes.
For anyone that loves Star Wars, it was another full trailer that they released during halftime. Would you want to jump in that real quick?
I like the trailer.
Yeah.
I like the different people talking.
Mm-hmm.
So we had three main characters in this shoot. I liked it a lot. Apparently, what did you think before I go into the other?
I honestly liked it, dude. Everyone knows I'm a huge Star Wars fan, anyways.
Me too, dude.
But paying attention to, there's a scene where between Han and fucking Leia, that's kind of cool. He gives her a hug, and it looks like they're fucked, like they're surrounded. We got to see Kylo Ren and Homeboy, the other dude, busting out his lightsaber, so the blue lightsaber and Homeboy with his fucking...
Cross
saber. So, I liked it. I'm curious as fuck. I can't wait to fucking...
Did you see that scene where when Han was walking in all the flags?
Yes.
There was a Mandalorian symbol at the very top.
Oh, I missed that.
My cousin said, did anybody catch this?
Oh, yeah.
I go, well, now he did.
Catching the small things. Yeah. And your cousin's big into Star Wars.
He already bought two sets of tickets.
I totally missed out. We'll go into that into comic news. I mean, we can toss it out now since we're talking about Star Wars. But, yeah, due to...
some controversy.
A bunch of tickets got sold. Yeah. And it broke the internet yesterday for sales.
I broke it.
So, kind of cool. I mean, it's Star Wars. How can it not fucking... Everyone's been looking forward to this, dude.
Are you going to watch it midnight? Or it doesn't have midnight anymore. It's like 7.
Yeah, dude. Nah, I'm probably going to be working opening night when it comes out. I'm lucky if they show us like a pre-screening. I doubt that's going to happen.
You get me in there, bro? Or what's up?
Well, you got to be my mandate. I'm going to watch that one a few times.
Sweet.
But I'm definitely going to pay for it, too, though. Even if I can get it for free. Like, I normally like going to AMC right here, Downtown Disney, and watching it fucking... just fucking 3D it.
Nice. We're gonna probably get the couch one where you sit at the couch.
Oh, that would be dope, dude.
Sick.
Cool. And you said controversy. Go ahead.
Controversy. So I guess there's just too many minorities in the preview. I saw this tweet everyone was talking about where boycott Star Wars. There's too many Mexicans filling up the fucking ships and too many black guys walking around. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that. Who said that? You said you saw a tweet before.
Yeah, it's on TMZ. It got huge. People are saying there's too many. They're fucking up the story. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, how stupid?
It's a bitch about something like that,
do
right?
Do you sound?
Yeah. So
I think it's like hashtag Star Wars something.
Too many minorities.
Too many guys.
What about aliens? Like. They're looking past the aliens and going straight for, like, there's too many of certain...
I think Donald Trump fucking tweeted that out, bro.
And everyone's jumping on board.
I don't know, man.
All right.
But well, I think that's bullshit.
Cool. Anything else you want to add on? Because since you mentioned that, I'm like, fuck, I can probably play something that would totally make sense.
But... Let's see what we have on the YouTube.
For years, in this industry, whenever an African-American character, hero or villain, was introduced, usually... by white artists and writers. They got slapped with racist names and singled them out as Negroes. Now, My book. White Hating Coon? Don't have none of that bullshit. The hero's name is Malikwa, and he's a descendant from the black tribe that established the first society on the planet while you European motherfuckers were still hiding in caves and shit, all terrified of the sun. He's a strong role model that a young black reader can look up to. Because I'm here to tell you, the chickens is coming home to roost, y'all. The black man's no longer going to play the minstrel in the medium of comics and sci-fi fantasy. We keeping it real. And we gonna get respect by any means necessary.
Okay. Come on, that's a bunch of horse shit. Lando Calrissian was a black guy, you know. He got to fly the Millennium Falcon. What's the matter with you?
Who said that?
I did. Lando Calrissian is a positive role model in the realm of science fiction fantasy.
Fuck Lando Calrissian at the time, nigga. Only some white boy gotta invoke the Holy Trilogy. But this. Those movies are about how the white man keeps the brother man down. Even in a galaxy far, far away. Check this shit. You got Cracker Farm Boy, Luke Skywalker, Nazi poster boy, blonde hair, blue eyes. And then you got Darth Vader, the blackest brother in the galaxy, Nubian God.
What's a Nubian?
Shut the fuck up. Now, Vader, he's a spiritual brother, you know, down with the Force and all that good shit. Then there's Cracker Skywalker. Gets his hands on a lightsaber, and the boy decides he's gonna run the fucking universe. Gets a whole clan of whites together.
That's
fucking. And they gonna bust up Vader's hood, the Death Star. Now, what the fuck do you call that?
Oh, man.
Intergalactic Civil War?
Gentrification!
Intergalactic Civil War.
They gonna drive out the black element to make the galaxy quote unquote safe for white folks. And Jedi's the most insulting installment. Because Vader's beautiful black visage is sullied when he pulls off his mask to reveal a feeble, crusty old white man. They're trying to tell us that deep inside, we all wants to be white.
Well, isn't that true?
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, because of what you said, okay, Kevin Smith, we love anyways. That's from fucking Chasing Amy. I'm glad you caught that right off the bat, dude.
Oh, that's I saw it way when it came out. It was hilarious,
yes,
bro.
Yes, I love, one of my favorite movies of his. But, so people were complaining because there's too many minorities. What the fuck is going on?
Fuck, bro.
Oh, how do we feel about that? Fuck him?
Fucking dumbass for saying that, dude.
I agree, man. All right, cool, dude. Fucking hell, you got anything else you want to add on to about the movie or about any of that bullshit?
Can't wait.
I agree with you. No, initially you said you were weary about the movie.
You know what? It's because the first three sucked ass.
That's true, right? But it's a new guy.
New guy. Lucas is not involved. Yeah. I like how, like, I guess I read somewhere. Might be bullshit. But Lucas was he gave out a couple ideas, and they're like, yeah, man, thank you, Lucas. Go back to your fucking Skywalker camp.
I read the same thing.
And don't talk to us.
Yeah. But, again, he sold it, so now whatever they want.
His name's still on it.
His name's still on it, of course, but, I mean, yeah.
I'm glad he sold it.
Me too.
So we can watch more Star Wars movies.
Yeah, and if we're going to get a Star Wars movie every fucking year, sign me the fuck up, dude.
God, I hope it's good.
Cool. Me too, man. All right, dude, that's about it. We got, we can hit some fucking wise tales, I guess.
Wise tales and scary stuff.
Spooky, and it's getting dark in here, dude. 10 old wives' tales that will freak you out.
Okay,
first one's gonna be number 10, Pinky. The story of Pinky is an urban legend and old wives' tale rolled into one. With the advent of democracy in South Africa in 1994, a story started during the rounds in primary schools about a monster that awaits girls in the school toilet. Girls were warned by their friends not to wear pink to school because this would anger the creature, who would then try to attack or even rape them.
While they're taking a shit?
No. Well, in the restroom anyways. Now, we heard stories similar to that. Did you go to Wilson? You didn't go to Wilson.
No, I didn't.
The restrooms were kind of underground. Kind of,
really?
Well, actually not underground, but they were freaky as fuck, and the lights were always, like, dim as fuck. So it was spooky as fuck to use the restrooms outside.
Right.
Sorry, we got an airplane
crash. Where is Wilson?
Wilson is off of Washington and Baker, where my old
parents. Oh, okay, I didn't go that one.
Yeah. So, interesting. Now, let me finish that one real quick. The hysteria grew and sightings of the monster dubbed Pinky Pinky were reported at many schools around the country. It was said to resemble a boogeyman or, a tokolosh, an African mythical creature, and had one paw and one claw. Boys could not see the creature, but some claimed to have been attacked by it and left scratched and bruised. Naturally, no solid proof of the monster exists. No one really knows what prompted the Pinky Pinky tale. It has been suggested that it was an embodiment of the fear young girls have of going to school toilets by themselves in a society where instances of rape and other sexual abuse was and still is very prevalent.
So is that why girls take a shit or piss with another girl, like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom.
Because
so
Pinky Pinky is going to come after me.
Pinky Pinky's in one of the stalls, big fucking monster,
ready to attack me and or rape me. Now, sad, spooky Jesus. For sure, but, I mean, it's kind of true. I mean, if they're young girls, I'd rather have them go in pairs anyways, because anything can fly. A lot of trippy shit has been happening at schools and Pinky, shootings and shit like that.
Does the guy look like Rosenberg?
It's only, they have to be 21 at nightclubs. He only comes out, yes. Number 9, corpses with eyes. It was once popularly believed that if a person died and their eyes remained open, they were looking for someone to take with them to their final destination. And that fucking cloud just fucking... like, what the fuck was that? This was usually assumed to be someone with the within the family of the deceased person. To prevent this from happening, the British would close the eyes of the dead person and place 2 pennies on the eyelids to prevent the eyes from opening again. In Greek mythology, a coin was placed on the deceased mouth to pay the ferryman to take their soul across the river Styx into Hades. This reasoning has sometimes spread to the British practice as well. So that one I've heard of before.
I've heard that one too.
Okay, next one. okay, number 8, dead hands. Next time you're at a funeral, make sure to look after your own health. Otherwise, you might get closer to the deceased than you may have thought. Folklore has it that the hands of the dead person have healing powers, quote-unquote. Regardless of what type of disease a person had, it was thought that laying the hands of a dead person upon them would cure it. In Britain, it was believed that a dead hand was especially helpful in reducing swelling. Many times an Irish household had that experience, death in the family would be overrun by sick people trying to get to the corpse. Interesting. I never heard about that.
People just rushing it.
Totally, dude. Ideally, the dead person should be the opposite sex of the sick person. After being touched by the dead hands, the sick person would have to lie down in bed and be aligned north to south, which is interesting.
That's kind of weird, like laying next to a dead body.
Yeah, that's exactly saying, right? What it is, dude. Yeah.
Go lay next to your grandpa. Go lay next to your grandpa.
I know, right, dude. Number 7, I'm guilty of this one, chewing gum after midnight.
What?
Have you ever... I've gone to sleep as a kid chewing gum, and then it gets in your hair, and then you gotta fucking clip a big old chunk of fucking patra. I've done it. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of kids have done it. No culture is free from superstitions, and many of them are connected with our fear of death. For instance, in many cultures, it is still believed that if a baby cries constantly, someone in the household will die soon. Oh, shit. Right?
My household, people should have died already.
Oh, fucking, there Jesus. Goes the dog. Ah, shit. Sorry.
Too
it's
soon.
Still
standing up. Jesus.
If a corpse is brought into a house, 3 members of that household will die. Taking your socks off and leaving them at the foot of their bed is another way to invite death into the house. Interesting. Never heard about that. Far more gruesome an old wives' tale from Turkey that warns against chewing gum after midnight in English-speaking countries. The superstition persists that chewing gum remains in your digestive system for 7 years. But in Turkey, children are told that the gum chewed after midnight transforms into rotten, decaying flesh. In some parts of Turkey, the gum wouldn't wait until the witching hour to turn the dead into flesh. Any hour after dark would do it.
Sounds like someone didn't want their kids
chewing gum, right?
That's you will turn into a fucking zombie.
Let's see, I would have
spit it out.
I would have not have fucking chewed my gum going to sleep if I would have known that. Number 6, evil spirits follow you. In Korea, folks who take old wives' tales seriously go to a lot of effort to make sure no bad luck befalls them. For example, it is believed that when you move into a new home, the evil spirits and ghosts from the old house move right in with you. It is thought that they slip into the removal van and hide between your furniture to make sure they also end up at the new address.
What the fuck?
So they're part of the moving men.
So they just fucking hide in the couch?
Pretty much, yes. There are certain safe, quote-unquote, days every month when the evil spirits are not present or not paying attention. And Korean removal companies will often mark these days on their calendars. Residents will hastily move into their new homes on these days to trick the spirits even further. They don't clean up behind them before leaving their new for their new home. Wow. It is said that this throws the evil ghosts off track, making them think they haven't moved until
those stupid ghosts.
Kind of know, right? Gotcha, ghosts. Number five, seeing your future husband. I don't think I've heard
which one
before. Number five, seeing your future husband.
Okay.
Okay. Now here's an old wives' tale, especially for those women too impatient to wait to find out who their future husband will be. Wait until midnight on Halloween, so a few weeks away. Go stand in front of a mirror in the dark and then light a candle. While you're staring at your own face, take a bite out of an apple and slowly brush your hair at the same time. Concentrate hard. Slowly your face will morph into that of your future husband. Another option is to peel the apple in a single strip and then throw the peel over your left shoulder. These peels will then spell the initials of your future husband. And it says, in parentheses, a cynical man thought man might change his name to something beginning with a C or S. In some versions of the woman's face, don't morph. Instead, a vision of her Prince Charming will appear behind her and stare back at her in the mirror.
How scary is that?
That's gnarly, right? That's probably the worst one.
Jesus, I'm going to marry this fucking beast?
Yeah, I know, right?
Fuck my life.
This tale dates back to the ancient Celtic times and the festival of Samhain, pronounced Samhain, I'm sorry, on November 1st, which is the traditional Celtic New Year. Samhain is almost identical to the modern-day Halloween. The Celts believed that during the celebration, time ceased to have meaning and spirits crossed over from their own world. These spirits included ghosts, fairies, and demons. People would light bonfires to protect themselves until Samhain was over. It was also believed that apples were a magical fruit from the spirit realm, Avalon, where King Arthur is said to lie.
Oh, I could see apples even with Adam and Eve and Snow White.
Kind
of. There's always a fucking apple.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But that was kind of gnarly, right?
That's pretty weird.
Number four, doorbells of death. If you hear a knock at your front door and you get up to answer it only to find no one there, open the door wide for a couple of seconds and then close it.
Fuck no.
This will let a good spirit in, but don't open it again if there are more knocks. Not even if they continue for the rest of the night. You might just be inviting an evil spirit into your home. And if there are three knocks the first time around, don't open the door at all. If there is a knock at your back door, it is the devil himself looking to come in.
I don't open doors when there's fucking nobody out. I look in the window.
And if there's nobody there?
Nobody there, I get my gun.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's too many fucking scary movies where someone's hiding.
Yes, yes. And we've gone over these, I think, last year. We went a few freaky ones,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Superstitions surrounding door knocking abound in many different cultures, and it's no surprise that after the invention of the doorbells, they started to be included as well. For example, in some places, it is believed that if a doorbell rings continuously for no reason, something dreadful has happened or is about to happen. Whitney Houston's mother revealed in a letter that the doorbell had mysteriously started ringing the day her daughter died. She firmly believed that Whitney had come to visit her and she was making her presence known by ringing the bell. That was an odd fact that was in there.
Fuck no. I'm not opening doors to anyone.
Yeah, just don't open the doors, dude. Number three, risks of falling asleep. There are many old wives' tales about the supposed dangers of sleep. Not surprising, given a person's vulnerability in that state. Many people used to believe that having plants in one's bedroom was a terrible idea. It was thought that the plants sucked up all of the oxygen in the room, ultimately killing the people asleep there. There's also belief that the soul leaves the body during sleep, and so if you're woken with a start, you could immediately die. This tale is most likely where the urban legend regarding the waking of sleepwalkers originated. And I'll go into that right now. Sleeping in direct moonlight was said to lead to madness and even blindness.
Really?
Interesting. Now, sometimes when I go to sleep, the moon is like on my face. It feels uncomfortable.
Well, like the way we have our bed, I'm on the left side, she's on the right, mm-hmm. and we have that window. So the moonlight's always on her. Sometimes it scares the shit out of me. I'm like, what
kinda,
the fuck?
Right?
You're glowing. Fucking close the blinds. I can't sleep.
You're beautiful, babe. You're
glowing. Oh, I mean, I love you. I love you a lot. Don't cut me.
Okay, now this one goes into the sleepwalking. Now, or we'll see right here. Sleeping in direct moonlight was said to lead to madness and even blindness. Okay, another creepy old wives' tale says that whoever falls asleep first on their wedding night of the bride and groom will be the first to die.
Really?
Oh, fuck.
So if you're passed out, you're fucked.
Yeah, so you get married, you're great, recently going to, right?
Yeah.
On honeymoon night, So, first one to knock
so
out.
What do I do? Do I fucking slip her some sleeping pills so she sleeps first so I can stay alive?
That's just a good question. Fucking... I would totally do that. That was me, though. Number two, newborn babies. Due to the high infant mortality rates in pre-modern times, a vast number of superstitions have sprung up around the months after birth. In Russia, there used to be a strong belief among new mothers that you shouldn't show off your newborn baby to strangers to take it out in public for at least 40 days. This will ensure that no negative energy or evil presence latches onto your little one. Only the mother and father are allowed to see the baby during this time, not even extended family. In many Christian traditions, the period between birth and christening is a particularly risky time because of the belief that unbaptized babies cannot go to heaven, which we've heard.
Wow.
A particularly unnerving old wives' tale from the Dominican Republic warned new mothers to keep a watchful eye on their newborn so that they do not fall prey to the bruja. The bruja is a legendary witch with the ability to turn into a large bird. In order to turn into an avian creature, she has to remove her skin. Then in bird form, she can suck the blood of a newborn either through his navel or a big toe.
Right.
Right. At one point in history, also in the Dominican Republic, there were fears that if a mother rocked her baby boy's crib when he was not inside, it would cause a child to become insane. If, on the other hand, they leave a baseball glove hanging over the crib, the boy might grow up to be a talented baseball player. I don't know. Although, fuck, when I have a kid, we gotta fucking do that. In some parts of the world, it is feared that if a pregnant woman gets a fright during her pregnancy and touches her face, her baby will be born with a reddish purple birthmark on the same place the woman's hands rested.
Jesus.
Crazy, right? And the last one, number one, is going to be whistling at night. Let's see if I do this.
Oof.
All right. The sound of whistling seems to be upsetting for many people around the world and also the focus of many old wives' tales. Not only is a constant whistling at night very annoying to those who have to listen to it, but it's seen as an invitation for ghosts and even snakes to enter your home.
Snakes?
I know. Didn't I go over snakes
last week? Fucking random.
I know. Totally, right? It seems that this Japanese old wives' tale developed from the time when child trafficking was very prevalent there. According to legend, whistling after dark was a signal to the sellers, ooh, that children were ready to be taken. That sucks.
Wow.
It was thought that by creating a tale around it, children would be afraid of making a noise at night. Okay, so I guess that would make sense. In theory, protecting them from these criminals, although it was probably just to keep them quiet so their parents could sleep. So, you could lie to your kids so you can get
some sleep. Oh, someone's being sold.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fucked up sales, right? In Korea, the belief that whistling at night would summon snakes or ghosts also existed, and so people would play the traditional Korean pipe flute instead. In Turkey, people were warned against whistling as it was thought to be a summons for the devil himself. And whistling at night in Hawaii is not a good idea either, because you might just anger one of the much feared night marchers in the area. So, 10 random fucking facts.
Wow.
Not totally scary.
Not, but they make you think, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, you know...
The human trafficking, that's fucked up.
That's
dude.
Fucked up. But, I mean, you kind of want to scare your kids into not...
Go to bed, or you're fucking... I'm going to sell you.
Yeah, that's
you're
fucked
gonna
up,
You're going to be sold.
Though. That's fucked up, though, right? Okay, how are we looking on time? Dude, check it out real quick. And I have one quick article for us.
Let's see. It's pretty dark in here. Let's see what we got. We are at 32.
Okay, cool. Fuck it. Do you got anything to add on? I can do a quick article or... I mean, this one came out today. It's not worth talking about. Mother, teen daughter arrested in love triangle murder. Mom, 42, accused of plotting with 13-year-old daughter and the girl's boyfriend to kill her husband and another woman.
And another woman. Yeah. I mean, fuck. You know, might as well add another person to the list.
How do you talk your fucking kid into fucking...
Well, he's probably... I don't know. Like, hey, new boyfriend? Does he have any tattoos? Any knives? Any guns?
Yeah.
Let's kill dad.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's pretty much what it is.
Random woman.
Yes. Well, probably his lover or girlfriend, but yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird, though? Like, maybe something's going on with the daughter and the mother and the boyfriend?
There's got to be something behind it, dude. Now, I read the article briefly, but I'm like, fuck it. I'll just print it out if we got time.
Fucking, I think that's... I mean, I don't know, man. People are fucking... They do that shit.
Yeah, totally. Now, the old wives' tales, I do like, though, because...
That's
I mean,
good.
In Mexican folklore, we have a lot, too.
Well, next week, we should tell our scary stories.
We can do that,
That's dude. The last week of October.
Oh, fuck, it is.
So we need
Okay, to... yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll do that then.
I got
sure.
a couple scary... Well, actually one, but you said you had a shitload.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go over a few, dude, and we'll just fucking run through with that, dude. Okay, cool, man, sounds good. Let's take a break. Actually, let's do commercials real quick.
Commercials, so we're doing pretty good on Amazon.
Yes, dude, very cool.
So just go on our website, thecomicsindy.com. You hit the Amazon big ass logo banner? In orange.
How can
and,
you miss it?
Yeah, how can you miss it? It's the very first thing we see, and... Buy stuff. Buy Star Wars toys, comics. You can buy cheap comics on there.
Yeah.
You can
buy anything on
buy
Amazon,
any fucking
dude.
Thing. You know,
some fucking toys, sex toys, if you guys want.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Blow up dolls and then dolls. Whatever, or dildos or vibrators, whatever you girls
for
want.
For the women out there.
Yeah.
And then audible.trials. You know, just go on there. You get free 30 days of any fucking book you want to read. If you don't like it, you can actually turn it in and get another one.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them on all your devices. You can actually make a CD of it. If you still listen to CDs, I know Joe does because I was going to make a comment. I saw all these fucking CDs in his car. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I have CDs in my. I have a bunch of them. I picked up the new game CD.
Was it pretty good?
The documentary too. I'm a game fan, dude. I love the game. His last few albums have been bad. Mm-hmm. But Dre hasn't been doing his beats.
Okay.
So, Dre does a lot of his beats, and he has a lot of fucking people rapping with him on a lot of the songs. So, it's a 2-disc. The first one dropped 2 weeks ago. Part 2 dropped last Friday.
I mean, do people still buy CDs? I know you
I
buy
am
them.
The only one.
So, when you go to Best Buy, you buy them at Best Buy,
mm-hmm.
and you go there, and you're like the only fucking guy in the CD section.
Totally. That would be me. Now, especially because my Zoom crapped out on me. Like,
you bought a Zoom.
I was one of the first people. I'm anti-Apple. Microsoft is my thing.
God.
It ate shit on me. But I had, like, full albums. Not just, like, a lot of people on their iTunes or their iTunes, their fucking Apple devices or any device. They normally have, like, oh, I'm just going to have these three songs from this artist. No, I have full fucking albums. Or had full albums of... rock, classic rock, fucking rap, hip-hop, classic fucking hip-hop, so underground shit, and poof, gone. Yeah.
Wait, but you still have them, like, in
I don't have like backup, this, dude. My computer's in fucking storage.
Oh, fucking sucks.
And it's a desktop, so there's no way I'm gonna get to that in a while.
See, if you had a fucking iTunes account, you could put them, you can listen to them any fucking where.
Yeah, I'm anti-Apple, dude.
All right.
Yeah, so fuck it. So yeah, man, it's good, though. So I gotta pick up the other CD. I'll be there at Best Buy next week. But yeah, dude, I like it, dude. Like, his flows are pretty good. Compton, I played for you, I think, the other day when we went somewhere. That one's good. It's really good. You start off on song 3, track 3, and fucking listen to it all the way through, and they're fucking solid back.
And you can buy those... at
Amazon.com.
Hit our site first.
Hit the comicsyndicate.com. And okay, we'll be back shortly with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate. 3, 2, 1.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
Comic Talk, my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, man. I love it, dude. Always fun. We got comic news real quick, I guess.
Sweet.
We were talking about the Force Awakens trailer. So
yes.
We don't need to hit that. Two X-Men TV shows in development. Legion at Fox and Hellfire. I'm sorry, Legion at FX, Hellfire at Fox.
Now, is it true that Fox has for Marvel or something going on with Marvel and Fox... asking for help or something?
I have not read that. I heard it was a
rumor that
but
they needed.
Fox doesn't want help and or they don't want to give up the rights
smart.
To the X-Men. Yeah, which is smart. But I mean, as long as they don't fuck up the movies, I mean, we still got to see Age of Apocalypse. So, okay. How do I feel about that? And there's another rumor too. Fox refutes Fantastic Four / Marvel Studios.
What was that?
So, Fantastic Four refutes that Fox is in deals with
Them.
to give Fantastic Four back, which is
you
not
know
gonna,
Marvel.
They really need to.
Well, Marvel said fuck you and took Fantastic Four out of the comics.
Yeah, but I mean, we already saw Human Torch in one of the teams we're going to talk about right now.
And we saw the Thing.
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't read that one.
No, okay. But go for it. Okay. I mean, we'll talk about that right now. Next one's going to be Cillian Caselli's Hack and Slash in development as a TV series. Tim Cillian and Stefano Caselli's Image comic series Hack and Slash follows Cassie Hack, who hunts down killers across the country.
Have you read the comic?
I have a few.
Yeah, it's pretty gruesome.
It is. If it's going to be on fucking series like fucking on a series, you know, on a movie channel, it can't be bad.
Are these coming out? Like Teen Titans supposed to come out?
Yep. A lot of them are supposed to come out, dude.
All right.
Oversaturation of comic book movies?
It's going to be bad. Like, there's going to be...
Eventually, there's going to be one that's going to fuck everything up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm enjoying it. As a comic like fan, it's kind of cool. Although, he's going to come up in Arrow now.
Yeah. That's...
Okay. Next one, Hulk to smash in Thor Ragnarok.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm down with that, right?
That'd be cool.
Next one, Michael Pena's Luis narrates Ant-Man Blu-ray trailer. I guess I should have scratched that off. Everyone else was a big fan of, you know, his, you know, Michael Pena and fucking. And then I went to this party, and then this one, they, like, it was. I got over
after the fourth one. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You know, right? Next one, Lego Batman cast Rosario Dawson as Batgirl. I like her in anything.
What is... Give me a movie.
Rosario Dawson. She came out in... Oh, fucking so many good movies. 25th Hour. She came out... Oh, she's the nurse in Daredevil.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I lust her, dude. She's gorgeous.
I bet
dude.
You do lust her.
Next one. Star Wars The Force Awakens obliterates ticket sales record.
We talked about that, yeah.
So we
destroyed.
Hit that.
Destroyed.
Yeah, dude. 1,000 theaters have been fucking sold out, like, last night. Ugh. As soon as they did it. And then next one, we have Comic Talk, real quick previews. Lannis and Dragota's Superman American Alien Takes to the Skies. I'm anti-Superman. I'm curious to see what Nick Dragota from East of West draws or does for Superman.
Well, yeah. I mean, is it going to be the same lean fucking t-shirt and jeans?
I hope Superman? Not. That's a great question, dude. Next one, Marvel plans to create characters for Chinese market. While promoting the opening of Ant-Man in China, Marvel representatives said the publisher is working on developing Chinese characters. We have felt the passion of Chinese fans, Ringgold said. As long as there is demand in the market, it is possible to add Chinese elements and culture to Marvel products and create Chinese heroes in stores. So they're trying to diversify their characters, which they've been doing for a while
too
now.
Too many minorities.
I know, right? Too many minorities.
Minorities.
Okay, that's a long title, dude. Last one, Marvel and Jason Aaron announced new exclusive agreement. Aaron extends his arrangement with Marvel and will continue to write Star Wars as well as the Mighty Thor and Doctor Strange. I read that one today, and we love Jason Aaron, and
yes,
it's not going to affect his Image work with what he's doing with Southern Bastards or anything else, and he's still going to be working on Star. He's killing it in Star Wars, dude. And Doctor Strange
he's killing
it
everything.
Yeah, he's good, dude. All right,
breaking news: BlizzCon opening. Concert is Linkin Park.
Ooh, back here again?
Yeah, they'll be opening. And did you hear about Wizard? What is it? The fucking the other one that
Kamikaze? Had,
no, the other one that's here.
Star Wars Celebration.
The comic
GameStop.
One. The one.
WonderCon.
WonderCon's in Los Angeles is here.
Yeah, we kind of had a feeling it was.
Yeah,
there.
So they said it was going to be there. So.
That's kind of bullshit. Do you think we can get in BlizzardCon?
I don't
we
know.
Can try. The worst
it's in November, like 3 weeks.
Oh fuck! We should have got on that.
But they
I have
no
time anyway.
They're like their own company. They
yeah.
They don't fucking need. I don't even. There's a press option to even.
Interesting.
Try. All
right, fuck it, dude. All right, go for it, man. What you got?
So I read New Avengers number one.
It was good.
It
man.
Was good. So we have a whole new team with some characters I don't know shit about, but the art here is. Is fucking top
yes,
of the game, bro.
Dude. Al Ewing's the writer, Gerardo Sandoval's the artist. I love his
wow.
art, dude.
So we have a some of the characters that are in this comic mm-hmm. book. We have White Tiger, Power Man, Hulkling.
Yes, Hulkling.
Songbird, she's fucking hot, and fucking Squirrel Girl, and some other ones too.
Sunspot and Pod.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. A bunch of new
and then
characters.
Squirrel Girl. So I don't know about that. I think they had to throw her in there. All led by Roberto Del Costa.
Yep. Sunspot.
What's that?
Sunspot.
Sunspot. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sunspot. Ed. Wait a minute. Yeah, it says Songbird's hot. Okay. I thought I said Sunpot was hot. Wait a minute. Songbird's
wait
hot.
Wait a second.
So, they're on a mission in France to stop some Crystal Head guys. This team's already having some problems with S.H.I.E.L.D. as they sent one of their own guys to spy on them. I like how straight up tell Roberto, like...
Okay, dude. It's cool, though.
Yeah, the way they do
it's like, okay, I'm not going to bullshit you, but I'm going to have somebody join your team from S.H.I.E.L.D. that represents us, and he's going to be a spy, straight up.
Straight up. He's going to tell us everything you do.
Yeah.
And I like the pick.
I like it, dude. And even Sunspot's like, why are you telling me this? Because I'd rather not lie to you.
Oh, you say you're so too smart.
You're going to figure it out anyways.
Yeah, you're too smart anyways. So we got Hawkeye to join the team. On this. So we get the Crystal Heads that can see through the Avengers tech as they land. The Maker,
which is
Richard Reed's in the... the helmet Richard Reed
1610
is all behind this. S.H.I.E.L.D. has sent a team to Paris as well and have lost contact with them. Avengers have to save them too. Seem they are being invaded by the afterlife.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Yeah.
The maker brings out his smoking gun. A huge character, like a beast with like a scorpion tail. So I don't know.
Yeah, a scorpion body with a diamond head still.
Diamond head. So I liked it a lot. The art just wants me to buy.
Yeah. Okay, totally. Now, not knowing a lot of things about these characters, although Sunspot, straight up, I know the fuck everything about him, reading him in New Mutants way back in the day, him on X-Force. I think I stopped reading comics when he became a billionaire. But, like, he's using it. He started AIM, and now he's using all his money to start a secondary Avengers team.
Because he was in Avengers comic.
Yes, he was.
Him and his homie Cannonball.
Yes, Cannonball. They're best friends.
Best friends. So, when I read that part, I don't know how... How did he get so much money? I guess he told me he was already a billionaire.
Yeah. Well, he got... I forgot. He inherited it or something. I'll look into that.
Okay.
Again, that's when I was off of comics. Number one thing about... This is number one, by the way, guys. So, Secret Wars is still going on. This is 8 months after Secret Wars happens. What everyone's left to do or deal with, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like the story. The art was just killer, dude.
He did Guardians of the Galaxy 3000.
3000, and it was gorgeous, dude.
Great startup for him, I think.
Yeah, totally. Marvel. Now, another big thing, too, is, like you said, the Maker. So, Reed Richards of the Ultimate Universe.
Survives.
He survives, right? I love fucking villains. I liked Reed Richards. I like Valeria and fucking Franklin more than I like, Reed Richards. To see fucking Reed Richards as a fucking villain,
it's pretty dope.
I got fucking wet. I'm like, another villain for me. Like,
but, and a very smart and exactly. It's just like you just said, just like Reed from our time. Well,
except just twisted and just like, fuck it, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want.
Really good.
So very cool, dude. I liked it a lot. Okay, I'm glad you hit that. One of the first ones I read was Uncanny Avengers. Number one, again.
I didn't read that
8 months after. Now, this one's really cool. This team consists of Rogue, Synapse, Pietro, Quicksilver, sorry about that, Dr. Voodoo, Human Torch, Deadpool, Spider-Man, and Steve Rogers.
Oh, I read the first part of this book.
Okay. Now, the team, this Uncanny Avenger, started off with a Rick Remender's run.
Yes.
And it was the Uncanny Avengers, which is the Unity Squad. Mm-hmm. The Unity Squad means, okay, we need teams now of the Avengers with the X-Men to let people know, like, we're working together. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't hate mutants, and we want mutants to trust us, too. That was a whole nother run. Now, this one starts off the same type of deal, but now a threat or a problem they're facing is the Terrigen Mist. So, if anyone who's watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Terrigen Mist, that's turning a lot of people into In humans, straight up, dude, yeah.
And it's like, you don't really know
what abilities you're
gonna get. Until you hatch.
Now, this one was kind of cool because it started off with an old man in a house, and he's about to die, and he's like, well, if this is the way I'm going to go, I've lived my life long enough. He ends up in a cocoon, so the Terrigen Mist changed him, and now he has some sort of connection to the earth, I guess, or plants or something
kind
like that.
Kind of like a swamp thing.
Kind of,
when
you
lay down on the grass.
Yeah, cedar or something like that, and the plants are, like, enveloping him, so he's got that connection. That's all they go into him. So now the first mission is up against some new cat I haven't seen. So it's literally this team, and Deadpool is on the Avengers. I know everyone loves Deadpool. I fucking hate his
Well, cats. Everyone... But Spider-Man,
he's like, you know what? Fuck this couch. Fuck your couch, Cap. I tried it. He's like, if this piece of shit's gonna be on the team, I'm bailing straight up.
Laters.
Yeah, and he takes off.
And the old Captain's like, all right, man, call us when you need Spider-Man. Yes. Laters.
So kind of cool how that interaction goes.
Well, did you like how he took over? He took Deadpool over Spider-Man.
Is that our Peter Parker?
Oh, good question. Because they don't. I didn't read the whole comic, so I don't know if they say that or not.
They don't really say it.
Okay.
But I think it's just now, like, I mean, we, from reading Spider-Man, you know, we know Spider-Man's up, Peter Parker's actually up to shit. He's still Spider-Man, but now he has got a few Spider-Men working for him on the side. I don't think it's our Peter Parker. I just don't think he likes fucking Deadpool. Although the interactions they had, it sounded like smart alecky Peter Parker. Oh, anyway,
yeah, so I was going to say that.
He bails, and then typical fucking speech at the end of the fucking mission. It's like, Rogue, you gotta fucking do this. Now, Rogue is fucking, used to be an X-Men. She's working together now with a S.H.I.E.L.D. or of the Avengers now. And she's like, you know what? I don't fucking trust that little piece of shit either. Deadpool? I don't like Deadpool. I hate his fucking guts. He's like, come on. I went through this with Wolverine. Trust me. Like, I trust him. Like, he's he'll help out the team. I fucking hate his guts. I almost want to bail on this comic because of that. But something very cool happens is, like, we see that the Terrigen Mist have some effect on the mutants now, which none of the X-Men have dropped yet. So once Black Bolt set the Terrigen Mist off in Inhumanity, it's changing the humans into Inhumans, giving them abilities, and it's somehow killing off mutants.
Oh, shit.
So now Rogue, you know, after she tells Nick Fury, all right, if he first time Deadpool fucks up, I'm bailing too. And she literally takes off her fucking sweater, and like the Terrigen Mist is eating up her fucking skin.
Oh, I did see
so
that.
Now she has to take like some steroid shot to keep her fucking.
Was she hatched or it just got on her?
Well, I think it's just the mist is affecting mutants in different ways, either killing them off or taking away their powers. And they just got their powers back. So, anyway.
Good twist.
Very cool. Now, again, to see this team together was cool, and to see how it affects everyone. And Pietro is also on the team, dude. He calls for backup in Boston, where it's overrun by plants. We don't know who's behind it, although we get some new villain at the end, the Shredded Man, who I guess is controlling the plants. So I liked it. Good first issue. The art was better in the Avengers you read.
Yes.
New Avengers.
Yeah.
But the story was kind of cool. I love Rogue. I love Pietro. I love Spider-Man.
Do you know by chance who's writing it?
Ooh, yes. This one's going to be Gary Duggan. And he is a big fucking Deadpool.
I love Gary Duggan.
Me too. And Ryan Stegman is the artist, though. And so the art was... We love Ryan Stegman's art. It kind of looked rushed. Because when he was drawing fucking Superior Spider-Man, he was killing it. This doesn't look like it's as refined as the art we're used to or I'm used to. But it was good enough. But I like the other one better that you read. Go ahead,
man. Maybe you saw, like, oh, we're only on Secret Wars number 6. I got plenty of fucking time, right?
Seriously, right?
I read Guardians of the Galaxy number 1.
Cool.
So we lose Star-Lord from the team. Mm-hmm. We get a Kitty and the Thing. They fight off the... I don't know what the fuck it's called. The ones they fought
Chitauri.
They fight some Chitauris in space, uppercutting shit. Big fight scene, and they pick up an artifact. we pick up with Star-Lord as the leader of a planet, of his planet, Spartax.
Spartax, yeah.
Taking
his dad was
taking
in charge.
His dad's spot. Already, I love Bendis bringing out these interactions so good. As Star-Lord is approached by some alien wanting to fuck. And at that moment, as she's licking his face, the guardians come out of their plane, and Kitty of the group
sees it.
Sees it. Like, gives him the fucking
dirty eye.
Dirty eyes. This is perfect, right? You're like, oh, he's fucked, right? And,
Hey, baby, it's not what it looks like.
She sees the monster wanting to give Star-Lord dick and gives him a look, priceless. At this point, we get some interaction, and then Gamora falls from the sky, fucked up.
Okay.
And we get, we're like, what the fuck happened? And she's all like, some chick character comes out, Hala? H-A-L-A?
Yes, Hala. So
she comes out ready to kick some ass, and we stop there.
Okay.
Really easy read. Again, Bendis writes...
Is writing Guardians,
yeah. He's still writing it, and...
Which is good. I'm glad he didn't fucking jump off that book. Although, I love his X-Men work.
Fuck, man. I don't even know how we're gonna do X-Men. I mean, like... That's gonna be a
clusterfuck. I know. But, again, it's Secret Wars is still going on. There's two issues left, and this is gonna be the aftermath the characters were left with. With teams now... with different characters that we haven't seen before. So we haven't seen Human Torch on an Avengers team necessarily before.
Or the Thing.
And they even mention how Reed Richards and Susan Storm are gone.
Did they?
Yeah, in the one I read.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they mentioned that. Johnny Storm kind of briefly says that. And so Johnny Storm's on the Uncanny Avengers. The Thing is on the Guardians of the Galaxy. And now Johnny Storm, Human Torch, is fucking Medusa.
Really?
And that's going to be the next
Inhumans
that drops. Yes.
Playboy. Black Bolt's going to fuck. He's alive.
She hates his guts anyways. Now, again, this is our universe, Marvel moving forward, guys. So if we've lost you within the Battle World regions and the whole Secret Wars, which is written still gorgeous, like dope.
Well, now it makes me want to read the rest of Secret Wars to see what happened to Susan and Reed if they're not here already. See, that's kind of a good point that they did this.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't really have to, like, make me want to finish the Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Because it's so good by itself.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Yeah. And now these new teams we're seeing is not a bad thing.
No.
I mean, we like the Avengers and the Uncanny Avengers, so that's not bad.
So there's like, two more Avenger books coming out.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, there is.
All new, but different
Avengers. Oh, yes, and that's going to be interesting. Little Nova's going to be on that team. And Thor. We love Nova, though.
I love Nova, dude. Yeah.
So, next book for me is going to be the last, probably, of the Battle World tie-ins I'm going to go into. Civil War number 5. It's pretty much a Skrull set up a war between the Iron and the Blue. So, Civil War never ended, there was somebody pulling strings on both sides, which is a Skrull. And she was behind everything the whole time, keeping the war going so they can take each other out, so her Skrull race can take out all the mutants, humans, heroes. So this one is cool because Captain America finds a bomb that can take away every superhero's powers.
Oh, shit.
So it's kind of cool.
Like Captain EMT.
Yeah, exactly. And Tony Stark figures it out, and him and Captain America hate each other. He goes up to Cap, like, and they start scrapping. He's like, Cap, I gotta tell you something. I swear I'm not behind this. So they scrap, which is a nice, always to see them fight is cool. He's like, no, like, we need to do something about this. The Skrulls are behind it. How do I know you're telling the truth? He uses, White Queen, Emma Frost. He's like, dude, let her read my mind, and you can see I'm telling the truth. Once Captain America does it, he's like, oh shit, we're fucked. She's been behind this the whole time. The Skrull Queen. Skrulls are a race, an alien race that can morph into any person or mutant or fucking hero or whatever.
Long battles between those guys.
So she's pulling the strings, and he's like, fuck, how can we have been so blind? And just the conversations, even though in the battle, heat of the battle, they hate each other, there's always that respect level between Cap and Iron Man. And it's like, so, all right, what are we going to do? He's like, okay, we'll set off this fucking bomb already, but set it on for the Skrulls.
Oh, nice.
So where they have to set it off, they go down this fucking giant fucking cavern, and they're getting fucking assaulted by nothing but an army of Skrull. And it's cool because Iron Man's like, fuck, okay, let me get this bomb working. Keep them off me for as long as you can. So... Captain America gives the word to the superheroes of his group. He's like, dude, I need you guys to stop fighting each other. We've been fucked the whole time. Back us up right now. Both sides of the blue and the red, or the iron, they're like, okay, this sounds about right. So they go into the cavern to help out Captain America and Iron Man. And it's cool because once they get down there, they're done fighting, and they have to set off the bomb eventually because the Skrulls are going to follow the superheroes down, causing the superheroes to lose their powers, but the Skrulls to not morph anymore, so you can tell they're a Skrull. So it's just cool because they literally give their lives up to save everyone.
Oh, nice.
Even though everyone gets powered down, it was cool to see that camaraderie at the end, that even though they have differences, at the end of the day, like, they had to do what they could to save everyone. Very cool fucking comic, and that's it. That's the last one, issue number 5.
Very cool. I read, real quickly, all new Captain America. I didn't like, there was some controversy about that,
too. I don't think, there was a lot of fucking people talking shit about.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much Sam Wilson.
I didn't think you were going to hit that, but go for it.
Saying, fuck you to S.H.I.E.L.D. and fuck you to everyone, and I'm going to focus on helping the little guys. So he puts up like a hotline, and they show all these stupid little, oh, my boyfriend broke up with me, I want you to go fuck him up. So he's kind of like,
my cat's stuck in the tree, can you get him down?
Yeah, it's stupid shit.
It was dumb, yeah.
But then he found one where a coyote,
in the Mexican border,
is when a guy goes and helps out people going across the border.
Yep.
And so he goes and helps, and the homeboy's getting beat up by these guys called the Serpents.
Yeah, the Son of the Serpents or something like that.
Donald Trump leads this group, much. And it's just total, like, racism. Like, you know, fuck you, gonna build this wall. Yeah. It's just, like, shit that's going on with Trump
right?
was saying.
Yeah.
And so they have this big fight, and it's just pretty much Sam Wilson. Everyone hates him. S.H.I.E.L.D. hates him.
Yeah. Now, that was interesting. Now, the only cool thing about it was, like, he took to social media, which was stupid.
Yeah.
But how media would always portray, like, they'll always take the highlights out of what you said and twist it to make it look like, oh, well, he's anti-government. He's anti-establishment. Mm-hmm. When that's not what he was saying at all. It's like, no, I believe in the United States of America. I believe in people having rights. And we're kind of taking away people's rights by doing the things we're doing.
In real life, too, Fox said something. I forgot what they said.
Oh, the Fox people.
We're saying, oh, this is stupid. Not saying stupid, but pretty much.
But they're making it sound like Captain America now is anti-government or anti the United States. Which, yeah, I didn't know if that was worth talking about. I guess it is.
I mean, they should maybe finish the comic. I don't know. I think it's stupid. Especially, you know, those fucking idiots don't read comics.
Yeah, they don't. They don't.
And they only did it because of this controversy.
Yeah.
So, I didn't like it, though. I thought it was kind of boring. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm really tired of Sam Wilson. He's always doing, I mean, he's against what Captain America was doing. And at the very end of the comic, too, fucking Captain America
Steve
shows up.
Stand
down, asshole. So we'll see what happens. So see if Sam Wilson stands down.
So I am kind of curious about that.
That, too. I will read issue 2 just to see
where is this going? If
Sam Wilson says, fuck you, Captain America. Old Captain America.
Yeah,
so we'll
see.
Steve
Rogers. So that was kind of interesting, too, dude. I did like that. It wasn't the best comic out, but I kind of like the, I don't know, it was good and bad.
I mean, it's him and what's her name? And they're banging.
Banging. The new chick. What's her name? Misty Knight.
Misty Knight.
Yeah. So, God, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
We'll see in issue 2.
Okay, cool.
That's all I got.
Well, my last book of the week would have to be, I did not hit, you told me it was great, is Batman and Robin Eternal number 2, a DC comic. Wow.
It was good.
Made the list. Now, this is going to be like Batman Eternal that dropped last year, where each week is going to be a story. Literally, each week of the whole year is going to be a story about Batman and Robin Eternal and what happens or the next big story arc. Issue number 1 was pretty much Batman's gone. Bruce Wayne is around, but he has no memory, no recollection of who he is. He's a fighter. He's a badass. He just knows he's a millionaire trying to help people. And now Dick Grayson, number 1 Robin, is back in town and trying to pick up the dead weight now.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool because he's fucked. Everyone's looking at him like, okay, man, like, you were a sign of the Robin. You know, and people call him Robin. People call him, but you were Nightwing. He's like, yeah, I'm not that guy anymore. So right. It sucks to see Dick Grayson in that role where it's like, I never wanted the fucking mantle anyways. I just did it because there had to be a sign. And he's cool.
He's back into it.
Totally back into it without even putting on his Nightwing suit yet or even the Bat suit yet. But like him now, like the other Robins, Jason Todd, fucking, not Damian yet. Batgirl's helping him out too. And everyone's looking Red Robin's looking at him like, Tim Drake looking at him like, okay, what's the game plan? It's like, motherfuckers.
I'm just fucking
here. I'm on a mission. Like, right. I'm not going to be here that much longer.
A lot of, like, a new character too came out, another chick character. Mm-hmm. They started out with a big fight scene, and he's kind of watching it and gets confused of who's who. Let the bad guy run away.
Yeah.
As the chick runs after him.
And he's like, okay, go for it. Go after the asshole. Now. Yeah. Again, I like this one a lot because it's Dick Grayson in that role where he's the fucking, probably the heart of the fucking team. Like, everyone looks to him for answers, and now he's like, shit, I have my job to do still.
Like, yeah, he has speaking code.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
And the Spiral organization he works for, like, it's like...
Tabs on him.
Yeah, it's like, but I need to make sure that you guys are fucking safe because this organization is finding superheroes and they're... diming you guys out. So I need to stay what I'm doing, but now he's got something else on his plate where I have to deal with the Bat family shit. Which is cool and I can relate to.
Right.
But again, Dick Grayson being just Dick Grayson and like, fuck, add another thing to my plate. Like, fuck it. Alright. So Batman fucked us over. He did something, which they hint at issue number one, and now Dick Grayson trying to figure out like, okay, what are we gonna do now? Again, I want to see him put on his Nightwing suit at least, or even the Bat suit again. I want to see him as Batman, or even as Nightwing, fight Batman.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's bound to happen. Now, this is very cool because this is going to lead into the Robin War. And they have some Robin kids in here. So Adam and I have
reviewed
We Are Robin before. It's a bunch of kids getting together because Robin is a sign of like, you know what, there doesn't need to be a Batman. Necessarily. And everyone knows, even these kids as young as they are, they know, like, we can never fill his shoes, but Robin is a sign, like, even as kids, we can do something.
Right.
We can fight. So it's giving that hope in these kids was fucking cool. So to see where that goes, it's going to go into the Robin War, and the Robin War is going to lead into spoilers, but not spoilers, too, is Dick Grayson is the Gray Son. Of Gotham, and if anyone who's read the Black Mirror, mm-hmm. and even Gotham Gates of Gotham,
yeah, which is great by the way,
yeah, which is great, and even the Court of Owls, they talk about how Grayson is supposed to be something better. So
they want him to be the Talon.
So
yeah,
now
that's good.
Yes, and now the Talons are going to come back. So the Court of Owls are going to come back, and the only people who can combat them are a bunch of fucking kids that are We Are Robin. So I'm kind of curious where this is going to go. And it's Robin or Dick Grayson picking up the pieces now, and is there going to be a Batman? Everyone hates the new mech Batman. We hate fucking the new mech Batman.
Yeah, he's getting lame.
Like, it's terrible. It's bad. The learning curve you mentioned on Sunday.
3 years later, he's still getting his ass kicked by
dudes. He can't do anything right.
I did like the ending. So the ending was of this book, of the issue. Hmm. Where, as I said before, there was a chick running after the bad guy.
Yes.
He fucking Dick gets a call. Oh, what's up, Jason? Oh, yeah, I got it, right?
Yes.
And he's all like,
what does she look like?
Yeah, what does she look like? Oh, what does he look like?
Yeah.
And they show,
Red Hood.
Red Hood.
Jason Todd straight up
with a gun
to her head.
What does she look like again?
Yeah.
So, I loved it. It was like classic Red Hood, like,
totally.
Guns. And I will put a bullet through her fucking head.
Yes.
If you tell me, if this is the woman that you want me to kill,
yeah,
it's done.
I love that, too.
But it isn't the girl. She was actually the good guy.
She was the good guy, then Red Hood doesn't know any better. But it's cool how even Red Hood is going, asking Dick, like, okay, should I offer right now? Like,
exactly.
Dick Grayson's the guy you go to if
Batman's dead to rights, to the head. Yeah. Gun to the head.
So even when Bruce Wayne gets his memories back, which is going to be, we don't know how long that's going to take, but... the shit Dick Grayson is gonna tell fucking Bruce, like, you fucking asshole.
They're always pissed off at him.
Yeah.
They're always fucking, you're keeping secrets and all this bullshit.
Yeah. So I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot. It was
cool. Cool. One of my books of the week. So DC made the top. And yeah, those were good, man. Anything else you want to add on?
I think that's it, man.
Cool, man. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. You guys can find us on iTunes, Stitcher. Share the podcast. Let us know what you guys think of Football Talk. We love Football Talk. And then the scary movies or scary shit wasn't so scary. Yeah, I mean, it was not bad.
It's some shit that you I didn't know about.
Yeah, right? Neither did I. A few of them tripped me out. Like, fuck, that happens. But, I mean, if you guys have any scary stories, hit us up. You guys can find my boy Adam.
You can find me at Mam the Beaner.
You guys can find me at the number 4, the villain. You guys can find us on Instagram at comic_syndicate. And, yeah, share the podcast, guys. Let us know what you guys think. Special shout-out to Jonathan. He says he only listens to 5 minutes of the show.
5 minutes?
Yeah, he's like, if you guys stop giving shout-outs, so I'm bummed out. So I only listen to 5 minutes of you guys.
Wow.
I'm like, that's fine, dude. That's 5 more minutes than anyone else.
We just gave you a shout-out right now, so you should listen
to
the whole damn show.
But actually, he only listens to 5, yeah, so I mean, it's not going to be anything. But yeah, you guys can find us at thewickedradionetwork.com. You guys can find us at renegaderadionetwork.com and thenerdbongradio.com. Yeah, those podcasts are fucking dope. I listened to all of those. I had off yesterday, so coming back from a long weekend, it's hard for me to catch up to the podcast I'm listening to. But I listen to everyone, so.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right, cool, man. You guys can find us. Hit us up.
Hit us up, guys, and then we will catch you next week.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Peace out.